From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. First, a bit of news for you. On Tuesday, the 17th of February, M. Ward will bring his guitar to NPR member station WNYC in New York City at 7 o'clock Eastern Time to play songs from his new CD, Hold Time. That CD comes out on Tuesday. We'll have a chat room open, and after his set, you can ask Matt Ward questions. So join us Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for M. Ward. We're also working on some special events. One of them includes Anthony and the Johnsons. The other, I better not say until I'm sure, but I'll put it on my Twitter feed and on my Facebook page as soon as I have confirmation. The Facebook page is under my name, Bob Boylan, and the Twitter feed is simply the word All Songs, just All Songs. Now to some new music by Laura Gibson. I quite like the music of Laura Gibson. We featured her music a few years back, and then she came and played a concert at my desk. You can see that online or by subscribing to our live concert podcast. I have to say that I always thought I'd simply just enjoy her music. Her sound is delicate and deliberate. I was never expecting to be amazed by her sound until I heard Beasts of Seasons, her new CD. It's an absolute knockout. Some of it is in the production. That's the work of Tucker Martine. He's worked with Sufjan Stevens, Bill Frisell, The Decemberists, Laura Veers, and Jesse Sykes. But the other reason why this is so good is Laura Gibson's songwriting and her voice. It's at a peak. Listen to this song called Spirited.
Photographs, they ground, swallow us, impress our loads from silhouettes into the dirt. Light reflecting off your face, casting colors on your cheeks. I saw you shining brighter than before. Bitter song creeping out across the yard and weeping through the alder branches overhead. Bob is escaping us. I have never been so certain as today. Wash the laughter from our tongue. Hold in place.
Laura Gibson. Her new CD is called Beasts of Seasons, and you can hear the entire record streaming beginning midnight Monday, the 16th of February, as part of our First Listen series. Give yourself a treat and go to npr.org/firstlisten to hear the entire album by Laura Gibson. And coming very soon to our First Listen series will be the new CD by Nico Case. Now to Lily Allen. Lily Allen writes songs about what she knows best. Lily Allen writes about herself, and that's true of a couple of artists we have coming up, Morrissey and Jason Schwartzman. Lily Allen's new record is sometimes smart, often funny. The music's bouncy, the textures are nice, but nothing special. But what struck me is how much Lily Allen writes from the first person. I heard the words I and me more times on this album than any record I've ever heard. I got moderately obsessed by this and discovered with the help of our intern Rachel that there are 195 references to I and 186 references to you. I even made a little word cloud and put it on our blog. It's a visual representation of all the words on the record with the ones she said most in a bigger, bolder typeface. Anyway, all that said, I love this next song. It's a song only Lily Allen could sing and write. It's called Not Fair from her new CD called It's Not Me, It's You.
He treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just not good. It's such a shame.
Lily Allen from her new CD, It's Not Me, It's You, and that is the clean version of a song called Not Fair. Morrissey has a new record. It's his 9th solo record since the demise of the Smiths. It's a very guitar-driven record that has the feel of a live, real-time recording rather than an overdubbed affair. And of course, Morrissey sings a lot about himself, and in this song, rhyming diazepam with Valium, and there are lines like, "I know by now you think I should have straightened myself out. Thank you. Good day." From a CD, Years of Refusal, this is Something is Squeezing My Skull. Morrissey, the lead-off track to a new CD called Years of Refusal, and that song was called Something is Squeezing My Skull. Jason Schwartzman is an actor. The film Rushmore might be the first place you saw him. He also, as he sings in our next song, is, quote, the drummer in a band that you heard of, that band being Phantom Planet. Jason Schwartzman these days records under the moniker Coconut Records and has a wonderfully poppy record out called Davy, D-A-V-Y. This autobiographical number is called Drummer.
"14, I lost my dad, it's true. 15, I didn't know what to do. Well, at 16, I learned to drive. 17, to stay alive.
the music of Coconut Records, a moniker and solo project of Jason Schwartzman. His CD is filled with well-crafted pop songs like that one, and it's all on a CD called Davy. The next song is by Canadian rapper by way of Somalia. His name is Kanan. Kanan has been rapping in English before he even learned the English language. He did it phonetically. He grew up during Somalia's bloody civil war. His aunt was a famous Somali singer. From his life experience, you can hear the wisdom in his words, even when it's about partying. Listen to this from Kanan's second record. The CD's called Troubadour. The song's called Dreamer.
Yeah. Believe it or not, what kept me alive is my dream.
I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. We alive, man, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. Lively up now, it's okay to feel good.
I got a friend named Fo, who got a friend named Blow, with a finger named Clap that'll leave you on the side like a Kango hat. He ain't have no choice, he was born this way. These streets pull your number like a phone display. And you gotta be defensive with your life. You gotta be like Bush and take preemptive strikes. And the boys from the hood are always hard. Let alone in Mogadishu, it's a mastered art. If you bring the word hood to a seminar, we from the only place worse than Kandahar. Now that's kinda hard, but we still like to party in Hardy Ha. Something good happens, we say mashallah. Something bad happens, que sera sera. Close my eyes and all I can see is you dancing with me.
I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. We alive, man, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. Lively up now, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer,
it's okay to feel good, yeah. It's the truth. Yo, check it out. What would it take for a boy about my age to hear cheers in his head upon that stage? And the cheers, they would drown out the tears from my brown eyes. Come on backstage, you see the screams ain't the screams from gunshot streams. In my dreams, these screams are from hot teens. And I'm barely 13, a pack of dirty old Russian firearm that shoots 30. Just then I hit a bus engine, I'm transcending, I'm crowd surfing. I can't see the town burning, I'm not hurting with my mahogany pen. I'm on a world tour with Muhammad and them. And we'd be overseas and not in these streets, so my peeps stay alive like the Bee Gees. And the likes of Jay-Z would say my steez, single-handedly brought hip-hop peace.
I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. We alive, man, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. Lively up now, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer.
Sometimes we just like to have fun, man. We like to forget all the fighting, all the guns and the tires and the burning.
Back on the verse, imagine crack wasn't birth. Imagine the earth wasn't hurt. Imagine no homeland alerts. Imagine no record locator, so I wouldn't have to get a criminal waiver. Imagine the peace wasn't in my briefs. Instead peace could stretch across the seas, so finally we could just rest in the east. No, no refugees. And you, well, you could dress in a book and I could read your body with less than a look. I got a dream girl in my mind, that's the hook. An intellectual, sexual, and still can cook. Yeah, yeah. And I feel good right now. I feel good right here. You feel good right now. You feel good.
I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. We alive, man, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. Lively up now, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. We alive, man, it's okay to feel good. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one. Got problems, but we love to have fun. This is our world, from here to your hood. Lively up now, it's okay to feel good.
how to talk to a pretty girl. But take it easy now.
Yeah, K-9.
The music of K-9 from his second CD called Troubadour. The song we just heard is called Dreamer. Our plans for South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin, are taking shape, and on Wednesday, February 18th, NPR Music will announce our plans. I can tell you that we'll have the Decemberists performing and premiering their entire new CD, The Hazards of Love, live on the 18th of March. But we're also doing more on that night, and even more on other days while in Austin, so stay tuned for our plans. You may remember our live webcasts last year included Bon Iver, Vampire Weekend, Jens Lehmann, R.E.M., My Morning Jacket, and so much more. And I promise this year's plans are looking equally wonderful. I'll put a note on my Facebook page and then again on Twitter. And you can follow all that by going to twitter.com and follow All Songs. A few weeks ago, I told you about a perfect new collection. It was all for a good cause. The 2-CD set was called Dark Was the Night, and its goal is to raise funds and awareness for AIDS. I don't usually revisit a record on the show, but it was so full of great songs and so many of our favorite artists such as Bon Iver, Beirut, Arcade Fire, Cat Power, Feist. I'm not even past the letter F yet. Our next song is by Buck 65, another Canadian hip-hop artist, remixing a song that includes songwriter and musician Sufjan Stevens. The song is called Blood Part 2.
Bloody swab paradise. Your golden stars licked to stick. A world with frogs and magic tricks. And floating logs and scissor kicks. And lemonade and sweaty sex. Hug me like I gave you checks. And kiss me like the upper crust. Tell me things to make me blush. Champagne bottle worn by eyes. A souvenir garage. A melody to make me smile. Not that you've been gone a while. A purple metal eighth place. Battling in a trophy case. Sinuses for little ace. Supportive like an ankle brace. Not bloody cotton swabs and lies. Stolen checks and empty eyes. You're a county fair in July. Canadian field of wild rye. You kiss me like potted plants. Bite me like fire ants. Touch me like an old stamp. Olive oil and seven lamps. Not stolen cash, I'll pay you back. Bloody paradise attack. It's Sunday at the puppy track. And time to take the long way back. Sweet as the apple of Peru. The inklings of the Eastern Sioux. Not bloody cotton swabs and lies. Stolen checks and empty eyes. I'd rather
cry the blood flowing.
That's what I meant to say. Blood in my fingertips. I couldn't tell you that any other way.
All through the soil, up the street.
You're the blood that I may see in you. But I see you, you're the blood me. You're on my heart,
yo. Yo, you wake me to the smell of butter. Sunlight shone through wooden shutters. Naked sex and cuff breast. Early morning back to test. Pouring rain and rubber suit. Cotton socks and rubber boots. A sprint across the parking lot. Cause that day we were unprepared. Dried out socks and on the stairs. Sound of rain and draining gutters. Lightning 7 seconds thunder. A mild snack late evening hunger. DVDs and VCRs. Fish tanks and jelly jars. The storm passes through Mars. Summer times and move. Safety belt in summer cars. Lightning bugs to die in jars. Air conditioner saving grace. Grass stains and flush face. Refreshing like a glass of milk. The shaving legs were like silk. Kiss me like a bon voyage. A secret souvenir collage. Overalls and water parks. T-tops and baby sharks. Dragon rolls and frozen juice. Making out in photo booths. A lovely Saturday night alone. Full of films and bacon pies. Not cotton swabs and bloody lies. I'll pay you back in plastic eyes.
music from a collection called Dark Was the Night that includes music from Iron and Wine, Spoon, Yola Tango, Grizzly Bear, Andrew Bird, so many others. We just heard Buck 65, also known as Richard Turfrey, along with Sufjan Stevens. The song is called Blood Part 2. We end the show with dark and beautiful music from the Antlers. They're a Brooklyn band, or more accurately, maybe the Antlers are the bedroom project of Peter Silberman that grew into a Brooklyn band. This track, called Kettering, is from their concept album of sorts called Hospice. I'm Bob Boylan. Robin Hilton produces the show. Stephen Thompson edits the show. Rachel Kowal is our intern. Don't forget a live performance with M. Ward, followed by a question and answer session. And that happens Tuesday, the 17th of February. And you get to ask the questions. Our South by Southwest announcements come on Wednesday, the 18th. We're beginning to post much of this on the All Songs Considered blog. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I wish that I